So does anyone know why I'm wearing red today? Any ideas? Yeah. Good idea. We do wear it around Easter, but we're not quite there yet. Yeah? Yeah, Feast Day of a Martyr. So we wear red because that symbolizes the blood that they shed for the church. So good. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Which saint, which martyr are we celebrating today? I said his name once already, so we see who was listening. Oh, it says on the order of worship? Oh. I should have looked closer at that. But at least you're paying attention to that, so that's good. Yeah, St. Paul Miki. Now, St. Paul Miki and his companions, there's about 25 of his friends, were martyred, okay? They were all crucified like Jesus was. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about his story and how his story might kind of relate to us in the gospel a little bit, okay? And I got my cheat notes here. Now, you guys know a town called Nagasaki in Japan? What happened in Nagasaki? Something caused that all that shaking and that earthquake. The atomic bomb dropped, so close, yeah. That's where the atomic bomb happened. Now, some 300 years before that, that's where St. Paul and his companions were spreading the good news. They were preaching the gospel, trying to spread Christianity. Paul Miki was Japanese himself. He was a native. A lot of his companions, some were Franciscan. He was a Jesuit, a brother Jesuit. There was lay people with him. There was doctors. There were artists. There was this whole group of people, men, women, religious, not religious, priests, that all had one common goal, and that was to bring Christianity to Japan, to the empire there. Now, the problem was the emperor, he didn't like that idea so much, so they were persecuted, and there's a lot of places around the world throughout history where we heard about Christians being persecuted, you know, for their faith when they try to spread the gospel. Well, that's what happened to these 25 people. And so Paul Miki was the best known among them. He was kind of like the ringleader, so that's why we say St. Paul Miki and companions. But they were crucified in Japan some 300 years before the atomic bomb. Now, what does his story then have to do with us? Because hopefully none of us here are going to be crucified, literally, right? We live in a country with religious freedom. So what does it mean for us? First of all, we need to stop and give thanks for the martyrs of our church. Not only St. Paul and his friends, but for all the saints and for all the martyrs who have shed their blood throughout the ages. Because if it wasn't for them, their defense of the faith, their courage, their willingness to at least accept the possibility of dying, who knows where our faith would be. The Holy Spirit filled them to the point that they literally died for our faith so that all the people that came after them, you and me, could know the gospel, could know Jesus Christ and experience Christianity. So the first thing we have to do is to give thanks for the courage of those martyrs, okay? The next thing, though, is they set for us an example. We're reminded that we must have courage in the way we live out our faith. Because, as many of you know, and maybe you've experienced, I know probably most of the adults here have, sometimes it's not always easy being Christian, right? I see some of you guys nodding. Sometimes it's not easy to admit to someone else that you're Catholic. Why? Because our society doesn't accept Christian values like it once did. And of course, there's the bad headlines and things like that. And sometimes, and this happened to me when I was younger, and it'll probably happen in the future, sometimes we get made fun of for our faith, for being religious, for many were Catholic, for wanting to pray, those types of things. That's happened to me. It may have happened to you. But that's where the example of saints like Paul Miki and his companions, that's where gospels like this, where we see Jesus coming back to his home place and not being accepted, we're reminded that sometimes those things might happen, but when we have a good relationship with God, when we offer that up in prayer, we're given graces to overcome it, to have courage, and to endure it. The reality is, you guys here are the future of the church. Do you know that? Did you ever think about that? You're our youth. You're the generation that is to come. You're going to be our leaders one day. And so we need you, from kindergarten all the way up to the eighth graders here, and of course the adults. We need you guys to be courageous, to witness to your faith, to not hide it, to not deny it when it gets tough. And I know that's not always the easiest thing, but when you ask God to help you, he will. He will give you the grace. You can ask the saints to help you. There are great intercessors before God. Tell St. Paul, Miki, hey, life's tough right now. I need your help to defend the faith. I need your help to be proud of my faith, of Catholicism, of Christianity. Live holy lives. Do so with courage, because if you guys don't, as the future goes on, and I don't say this to scare you, but to fire you up a little bit, because if you guys don't as time goes on, who will? And the more courageous you are in your faith, the more you stand out there like St. Paul did, the more joy you're going to have. If you read accounts of when they were crucified, and I'm going to read you a quote in just a minute, even though they were being persecuted, everybody who witnessed it said that they were so filled with joy, they were just radiant, they were singing hymns, they were of thanksgiving, they were singing the Psalms. And you think that's an odd thing to do if you're about to be killed, right? But they were so filled with the Holy Spirit, so happy that they could defend the faith, that they could do something to spread Christianity, that even in the face of death, they couldn't help but be joyful. And that's what we have to work on as we live our faith. And it's not going to happen overnight, but we have to do our best to be joyful in the tough times, to be courageous, to live holy lives, because that's what God asks of us. And I'm pretty confident that with this group here, you guys can do it. Because I've been to your classrooms. I see you guys in the hallway. I see you here at Mass. And whether you, some of you may want to admit it or not, all of you guys here, I can tell, have that faith deep down in your heart. With the way you ask questions in the classroom, with the way you pray here at Mass so reverently, and you pay attention, you have it in you. There's no doubt about that. And I wouldn't say that just to make you feel good. So I'm being honest. You guys have it in you. Don't ever lose that. Keep building on that as you go forward. So what I want to do is give you a quote from St. Paul now. It's a little long, not too long though. But this is what St. Paul said when he was moments away from death on the cross, okay? So just kind of imagine that scene, how difficult that would be, and yet these were the words that he said, okay? The sentence of judgment says these men came to Japan from the Philippines, but I did not come from another country. I am a true Japanese. The only reason for my being killed is that I have taught the doctrine of Christ. I certainly did teach the doctrine of Christ. I thank God it is for this reason that I die. I believe that I am telling you only the truth before I die. I know you believe me. And I want to say to all once again, ask Christ to help you become happy. I obey Christ. After Christ's example, I forgive my persecutors. I do not hate them. I ask God to have pity on all, and I hope my blood will fall on my fellow men as a fruitful rain. Pretty good quote, huh? But think about that. Ask Christ to help you become happy. This is someone in the midst of his death is talking about happiness. Think about that today. Pray about that this week. And for anyone who might persecute you, don't hate them. Don't fight back or return evil for evil. But pray for them. Forgive them. And ask Christ, ask St. Paul Meeky, to help you be happy and courageous in the faith.